Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Appreciate you guys being here and the guys that traveled up to South Bend. The statements I made after the game, when you go back and watch the film, the same thing as the feeling that I had when the game was over. Thought at times we got out coached, we got out physical, we got out executed. And when you're playing one of the top teams in the country, you can't afford that. And then the result was what it was. Obviously, it was disappointing. Result based on the progress that we had been making, and I thought it was a step back, but I told the guys right after the game, we've got to learn from it, we got to regroup, because now we've got the number one team in the country coming into Bobby Dodd Stadium, and we got to be ready to play at our very best at a very high level to be able to compete against a really, really, really good team. During the season, I don't sleep very much. Obviously, a lot of things go through my mind, and always trying to fix issues and be forward thinking about everything that needs to be done. But there was one question that was asked Saturday night, and I don't want it to come across as me avoiding it. And Ken, I think you've asked it a couple of times, and I haven't really answered, but it's been on my mind a lot. Right after a game, my first and number one priority is our players, our locker room, win or loss. Making sure they're in the right headspace and know that what we need to do to keep moving forward. But was asked, and Ken's asked a couple of times about what my feelings are, opinions about possible fan frustration, donors, boosters, all of those things. And I get it. Right? I understand it. I'm frustrated. I'm as big of a competitor as there is in the game. So I'm frustrated. Even though we've made progress, it's still not, hasn't shown up in the win column where we want it to be and where we need it to be and where it will be. But I completely get the frustration. And I understand and just know that there's nobody that is more focused on fixing it, keeping us moving forward than myself, than the men in this building and the women in this building and the players in that locker room. And obviously the entire focus is on getting our guys ready to play at a high level against a great team. That is first and foremost right now, today. Obviously play the game on Saturday, and then as we do every single year, is you go through and evaluate everything and what steps do we need to take to make sure we're progressing and doing what we need to do in the off season to get us to the point where we're taking the next big step that we're about to take in this program. But I understand the frustration. I respect the questions, Ken. I really do. I appreciate them. I understand them. That's been on my mind, and I just wanted to make sure I wasn't avoiding it. I just am so focused on the team and what we need to do to get better every single day. But I just was wanting to make sure I addressed that today. So. Okay. Questions?
Questions? Please make sure to raise your hand. Got a microphone. We'll start here with Kelly.
Obviously, you go from playing 6-1. Not really an easy way to end your season. And just kind of what is it, what goes through your mind when you think of this rivalry, and what do you kind of expect from this game?
Yeah, I frame everything as a positive. But when we enter the season, really the last three seasons, and including this one, when they released the schedules of the top five toughest schedules in college football, we have one of them. And that's, big-time players want to play on big-time stages against big-time competition. Well, you get to do that here at Georgia Tech. So we've got a big-time schedule that we play every single year. It just so happens to end this year with the number six team in the country and the number one team in the country. So it is what it is. We embrace it. Try to rise to the challenge every single time, and it'll be no different Saturday. We've got to do that. Just personally, and kind of back, and kind of what got me thinking about Ken's questions about the fans is I used to be one. I used to sit right up there in those, right up in the, what is that, the East Side stands, and watch the Georgia Tech, Georgia Thanksgiving Day JV game. We would come as a family and watch Georgia Tech games, or just Georgia Tech games in general. So I get it. And then we'd go out to my grandma's house in Conyers and have Thanksgiving dinner and play the turkey bowl and all of those things in the backyard at my grandma's house. But this game, this rivalry, has been a part of my life since I was a little kid. My biological father ran track at Georgia. My uncle ran track at Georgia Tech. And I'm not saying it was a house divided, but I'm not saying it wasn't either. So, but I understand the rivalry. You know, they've got a great program. And the thing that I've said is I've been here when this game was on the national stage. And obviously Georgia's doing their part to keep it that way. And we're fighting every single day to build our program back where this game has national relevance. And I said it's on us to get us to that place. And but tremendous amount of respect for Kirby and, you know, a good friend of mine. And respect for their program and what they've done to get it to be built to this point.
Jeff, when you first got here, I think one of your goals was to rework the roster, build depth, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Where do you think you are now in that process?
Yeah, so it's been, and look at our senior day rosters that we've had the last couple of years, and I think one of the big quotes from Josh early on when he got here was trying to get old and stay old, and that for some reason that just keeps trying to get there, and that's important. You look at some of the top teams in our league right now, they're older teams. We're still one of the youngest teams in the country. We still have one of the smallest senior classes in the country. So just developing that roster, building the roster, I think it's obvious that we've got tremendous quality of players that are coming through the program. And then we've got some guys that have just completely bought in and have developed to a high level and are playing really well, and then have gotten some key transfers to provide leadership to these small senior classes. And, you know, those things are important. And, you know, so we've got to continue to build depth, continue to build, get older, and have a lot of numbers that are older in the program, too. So we're working toward that. And we'll continue to build that every day. And obviously, starting Sunday, we'll get to go out on the road recruiting. That's a huge deal for us. And, you know, we've had a lot of success bringing in quality guys and developing the guys that are here, and we'll continue to strive to do that.
Charles?
As a follow-up to that, and a follow-up to what you said about your boosters and donors,
sure.
What kind of feedback are you getting from recruits and during you know, when things have not gone so well? And in general, what do you think this game means for recruiting efforts in Metro Atlanta and in the state?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think the impact that we've had in having a presence in Atlanta, back in the state of Georgia, in recruiting, and then from the transfer perspective as well, guys coming back home that have gone off to other places and coming back home has been a real positive for us. And, you know, the recruits, you know, I don't want to talk about progress and how close we've become, but they do see that. And, you know, they think hopefully that they can be a part of taking it to the next step and to the next level. And those are the kind of guys that we want in the program. And we've got a lot of young guys in the program that feel that way too. But that's the piece of the recruiting is continue to develop the roster, continue to build the roster, continue to bring guys in that can get us over the hump and into the next level so that we are becoming the team that I know we can be and will be very, very soon. But it all starts on Saturday against the number one team in the country right out here on Grant Field. And, you know, all eyes in the state will be watching. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting game, an exciting opportunity, and a big challenge for us to play at a high level versus them.
Okay. Jeff, at the beginning of the year, before the year, I think I'd asked you about expectations and that sort of thing. And
sure.
And you said, you know, we great coaches, great players. If we can focus and put it all together, yep. we can have, you know, do really, really good. Yep. And obviously you've been close a number of times. But I'm curious, as you thought about the season, why do you think that hasn't happened, that to get over the top?
Sure. Yeah, and the steps that we've made to close the gap obviously are noticeable, but it hasn't shown up in the win column. And it's frustrating to me, and it's, you know, our guys, you know, we showed them, which used to be a long tape of why we, you know, lost games. Now it's, you know, this one player, this two plays. But to me, that's on us as coaches to make sure those one or two plays are in our favor. And, you know, we're continuing to build, continuing to learn how to get over that next hump. And, you know, everything, you know, every single week, how do we get better? So that we can take that next step. And obviously on Sunday, that'll be a big day of evaluation and figuring out ways that, you know, not next year that we're really close again, it'll be time to take that next step and push over the hump. So
start right here with Amber.
Coach, obviously facing number one defense, number one team in the nation. When you look at the tape, what stands out in their defense when you look at them? And how do you just, not necessarily against the scheme, but what do you think that will be the key to slowing down the defense?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously, first and foremost, you know, I have a lot of respect for Kirby from a defensive perspective and as who he's as a head coach. And just the first thing, they've got tremendous players. And a really good scheme, and then they play really hard. That's a pretty good combination to play at a high level of defense. They're number one in yardage, number one in scoring, number one in points, and they've got great players, and they are effective at the really good scheme that they run with that personnel. So it's a huge challenge. So we've got to, you know, I don't want to say too much about what we need to do, but we've got to be able to come out and execute and play at a high level. They're big, they're physical, they're fast, and they play really hard too.
Since you asked about defense, I'll ask about offense. Obviously not asking for your game plan here, but what do they do well offensively, and how can you kind of slow it down? And also, I guess, differences that you've seen between Stetson Bennett and maybe JT Daniels.
The biggest piece is it's basically a 12 personnel based attack, and then they have two really good tight ends that they use as tight ends in line and as yos, and then they line up as receivers and make 10 pictures. They can make every personnel grouping picture with 12 personnel, and that's a challenge, you know, that a lot of teams can't do, but they can. They're one of the top, seven offenses in college football. They've got elite running backs, big physical offensive line, receivers that can beat you with speed, and in the intermediate passing game as well. They're very multiple, and the quarterbacks just make it run efficient, get the ball to the playmakers, and then the O-line, you know, makes holes. So, I mean, it's a complete team. The two things that I always look at as a head coach, the two first things I turn on Sunday after we put the previous game to bed and I'm getting ready to watch the opponent, first thing I watch is their kickoff coverage, and the next thing I watch is their field goal block. And kickoff coverage, they've got big physical guys that run really, really fast and play really, really hard. And then on PAT field goal block, big physical guys that attack every single one of them. And there's only been 24 on the year. That's not a lot of field goal PAT opportunities against them. But if you just watch all 24 of those clips, they're playing really hard. So if you're doing that on those two teams, that's a sign of a good team. And obviously they're number one in the country for a reason. But if all you did was watch those two special teams units and or defensive unit for PAT field goal block, you can tell it right there.
Patrick.
Coach, just to drill down on that last question a little bit further, will it matter to your defensive scheme whether Bennett's playing versus Daniels on Saturday?
They're both really good players. You know, I don't want to get into that. I'm sure that's a talking point for others to have. They're both really good players, and you've seen both of them. throughout the season. So they're both really good players within that offense. They both execute at a high level, arm talent, playmaking ability, all of those things.
Kelly, I know we talked about going into the year, just the importance of showing progress, and I guess kind of how do you sell that piece of it as you go get ready to hit the road in recruiting and try to keep your class together, as and even with the transfer portal now, people trying to poach kids and backdoor them and stuff.
I mean, well, I'm not going to get into that, Kelly. Goodness gracious. What was the question, Kelly? Goodness gracious.
With the portal and with recruiting, how do you what's your pitch?
I think I answered it earlier. You know, and I don't want to get into progress and we're losing by this much a year ago and now we're losing by this much. That doesn't do anything for anybody, but the recruits see it and they come and they see how hard we play and they see the vibe that we have and the guys keep, showing up and playing really, really hard. They see it and they want to be a part of something like that. And I think that's important. And so from all the feedback we're getting from the recruiting, they want to make an impact. And their words, they see how close we are, and they want to help be a part of something that's special and is exciting and a lot of good young players that they want to play with. And I think that's from their perspective. And obviously we continue that narrative with them so that we can take the next step.
Time for a couple few more. We'll go back.
Jeff, how has the approach to practice been by the players? And as a coach, can you notice when there's a difference in how they approach practice?
So here's the best thing. With all the frustration or disappointment or whatever, the leadership that we've been able to cultivate, the relationships that we have, I mean, you guys are out of practice. I mean, they're engaged. They practice hard. They're coachable, and they work really hard, and that's what you want, and that's what we have, and it's every single week, regardless of, you know, being here or whatever. They keep showing up, they keep working hard, they keep, they're accountable, their attention to detail, all the things that you want, they're doing it, and we've just got to do it, and obviously, it's a big challenge on Saturday. But, you know, a lot of the guys came here because they want to play on that stage against big-time opponents and you know, show what they can do.
Charles, and then we'll wrap up.
Is there any update on Jeff Sims? I know he was in uniform but pulled out last week.
Yeah, we don't talk too much about it, but it's just the, you know, there was a lot of guys that weren't able to play up in South Bend. And obviously our training staff does a great job. You know, trying to get guys back. Our guys do a great job down in the training room and really working to get themselves in positions to play. But there's been some positions back to the roster and the depth that we've really worked hard to create. We've got to keep building that piece of it so that when we do have a run, you know, of unfortunate injuries, guys out, that it's, we're just, you know, it's not a detriment, but just hats off to the guys that have stepped in, that have played through some things. Just, you know, I can't appreciate the way they handle their business and the next man up mentality and all those things that we have. And again, there was a bunch of true freshmen out there on Saturday against the number 6 team in the country. And, you know, one of the positives is, you know, like, they don't know better. Right, they're true freshmen. They were just playing high school football. We throw them in the game, and they just go out there and fly around and try to execute as best they can. Hats off to Trenelius Tatum. Started his first college football game at Mike linebacker against the number 6 team in the country. That's pretty cool. Trenelius Tatum is going to be an elite player in this league and in college football, and he showed that when Ace was down in the first half. And to Ace's credit, he stayed engaged and dialed in and coached Trenelius all the way through. And then when he came out in the second half, you know, played well as well.
Okay, you want to wrap this up?
Sure.
Can you evaluate how you feel like Dave and Andrew have done as coordinators this year?
And that's a conversation that we'll continue to have. It's just continuing to put our guys in position to have success, both sides of the ball and on special teams, and, you know, just how hard they work, how they try to uncover every single thing to give our guys a schematic advantage and a play-calling advantage. And, you know, two of the hardest working men I've ever been blessed to know. And, you know, they continue to fight and compete and work to give our guys the best opportunity to have success on Saturdays. And I'm truly appreciative of it.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.